Welcome, everybody. We're happy to have people from all over, from Hawaii, people that are communing with the turtles and the dolphins and the whales, the first sunny day on Oahu, and people calling in from northern Michigan and East Coast and other places on the planet. So here we are, February 22nd, 2011, all coming together, and this stream of consciousness is starting to flood our world, no matter what the temperature is, bringing its changes, its wave-like motion, as we talked last week about the wave coming in of the ninth dimension, the final step of the Mayan calendar, after millions of years of creation. Today we have beautiful entry into Pisces, and I hope everybody's starting to feel more of the oneness and more of the flow. And as we do have the sun illuminating the shadows, of course, as the sun does, Pisces will illuminate any, so to speak, any unresolved shadow energies that we have around us, in us. And if you feel that you've pretty much cleared up shadow experiences, in other words, unresolved emotions or feelings from your own self, then it's a good possibility you might start to seal, because remember, Pisces is a water sign, the ocean, the deep, deep feelings. You may seal the shadow of the matrix, or the unresolved energies that are happening on the planetary level. And that is to say, with Pisces, that we get to just feel them and keep feeling them and let it till we come out the other side. And what is on the other side of Pisces? What is on the other side that Pisces tells us but spirit? It's finally after 12 signs, into the 12th sign of the zodiac, going through all these different experiences, starting with Aries, the experience of learning about ourselves, and Taurus connecting with the earth, and Gemini communicating, and so we go around the wheel of the zodiac. We finally get to come home, and that's what Pisces telling us. You get to come home. You get to come home, and our homecoming for this Pisces is we get to come home into a higher frequency, a higher dimension. And as we were talking about a minute ago before we started recording this call, is coming home into the third eye, coming home into that unity consciousness where we start to experience that we are masters, we are creative beings, we are co-creators. That is what we're coming home to. And that is a higher frequency, a higher vibrational rate than identifying with the duality of the lower dimensions. So this is, again, identifying with spirit, coming back from the pain of separation. We have so many planets in Pisces that this is definitely, spirit is definitely wanting this to be a homecoming. We've got the sun in Pisces, Mars moving into Pisces, Mercury, and we've got Chiron in Pisces, as we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, Neptune in Pisces. So Pisces, yes. Back, merging with spirit, back to the future, as the title of the movie says. Back to remembering where we really came from. And as we do that, we become aware that what spirit wants for us, what the Creator wants, is experiences. And what do we get from any experience? We get to learn that Pisces takes us back to learning that we are co-creators of whatever we've experienced. So as we go through what is now a review process, we are shedding light on the shadow. We're reviewing. It could be a very quick review, like a rushing process, as they describe when people go through near-death experiences or death experiences where they have life reviews. This is a mini life review. So you're dying to the pain of separation. You're dying to that part of you that has kept you separated from your awareness of spirit, your connection to spirit, and you're releasing those imprints that have kept you in that lower frequency, and you're being born to the bigger vision, the bigger part of yourself, the part of yourself that is the co-creator, that is the master of all your experiences. So as the sun illuminates all of the experiences that you've had in your life or other lifetimes, and you start to maybe notice that you're thinking about different experiences that you have, this is definitely a time to watch these experiences and realize that whatever you felt about them, they were experiences that you wanted, experiences that you didn't want, experiences you enjoyed, things you liked, things you didn't like, people you liked, people you didn't like, people liked you, people didn't like you, that you, for whatever reason, were participated in creating these experiences. So it doesn't even matter what they were. What matters is taking a step back, looking at them through the lens of connection, the lens of co-creation, the lens of unity consciousness. Remember, the ninth wave is universal consciousness, unity consciousness, and knowing that you participated in bringing into being, into your life, whatever it was that happened to you. And you can journal about this as these experiences go through. You can journal. You may grieve that maybe something happened that you didn't like, or you may be joyous that you created something that you did like. Spirit is neutral. Spirit is the neutral mind. Spirit is the third eye. It just watches and observes and wants to have experiences. And the higher frequency experiences that we can have, the closer we get to the purity of spirit. And that's what we've been working up to doing. So this, all these planets in Pisces can bring us closer to that unity consciousness. And it's interesting that we have five planets in Pisces just at the initiation of this ninth wave, this ninth step, this last step before 2012 of co-creation that's happening now, that's being initiated now. It's all lining up, this recreation of the purity of connection with spirit. And we can now release what's happened and move into the acceptance and make space for this new cycle and make space for this bigger dimension, the spiritual dimension, which is bigger than, which is our key words, bigger than limited individual experiences. So we can merge back, just like swimming in the ocean in Hawaii. We can merge back into the oneness of, with knowing the oneness with the Creator at this time, and bring that frequency, bring that tone back onto the planet so that we can spread that tone of creation out for others to experience. We're still moving through some energies with Saturn in Libra. So what is our real relationship? And which we're looking at maybe our human relationships. I know I've been counseling a lot of people, and they are, you know, kind of looking at their relationships in a different way. What about my husband? What about my ex-husband? What about this? What about that? We still have that Saturn in Libra. And with the Pisces influence, we can now know that our ongoing true relationship is with spirit, is with our higher self, is with spirit flowing through us, and everything else around us that brings us satisfaction, brings us connection, brings us mirror information. They're all pieces to the puzzle. There is no less than, better than, finding that perfect twin flame. And it's fine to find people that we feel congruent with and resonance with. But this is a time to really merge into the bigger picture, and knowing that even if we think somebody's a twin flame, and, you know, those can come and go too, and they can sometimes bring up our greatest unseen parts of ourselves, that it's still just a piece to the bigger puzzle. So what lessons have you learned in your whole lifetime about what you've created, how to create, how you've worked with creation? So there may be disillusionment during this time. There may be feelings of loss. There may be feelings of chaos. And yet they're also at the same time or the next moment, like as much as the weather is changing, there may be feelings of bliss and nirvana. So these feelings are just randomly coming through very quickly now with all this Pisces energy. Knowing that that fear that leads us into the feelings of separation and the pain of separation and the duality of separation, that it's a chance for us just to watch that and let it go. And let the pain go, and let the pain of duality, where we go back and forth and back and forth, this experience, that experience, can now be released into this oneness of Pisces, and we can go deeper and deeper into our own nature and our own higher frequencies, and hold that higher frequency, that tone, longer, and vibrate that tone, and be with it, and sink deeper into feeling, and sink deeper into what really resonates with us, so we can go through the levels, we can go through all the levels, all the 10 bodies, and sink deeper and deeper into each one. And when we communicate with each other, just think about, are you communicating just like you're rattling off a sentence? Or when you communicate with someone, are you really connecting with the feelings that you were experiencing when you're talking about a certain situation? I just had an interaction with someone, and I was really communicating an experience that I had, and I was pausing between my sentences, taking a moment to just feel into what the experience was for me, so I could accurately convey a deeper message, a deeper feeling. And the person just kept kind of interjecting, sort of, in my mind, random words every time I took a pause. And I had to say after the conversation, I just wanted to tell you that the reason I was pausing is because I was going into my feelings. I was going into a feeling state. And I was wanting, when I spoke, I was wanting my words to connect with my feelings, to convey to you the deeper experience that I was having in this this certain situation. And so that's the perfect example of moving into Pisces, where we can go into our deeper feeling nature. We can go into the depths of the ocean. We can move into sensing what our communication with the whales is, maybe. And I was sitting on the beach here in Southern California the other day, and there was dolphins swimming out in the ocean. And at first I just saw a couple splashes, but then as I focused my attention on where they were, I really felt in communication with the dolphins. And just at that moment, as I was totally focusing my attention, one of the dolphins jumped way high up out of the water and then jumped back in the water. So I got to see the whole dolphin, and I totally felt at that moment, even though they were pretty far out, that my focusing my attention and sort of emptying my thoughts, because only a moment before I'd kind of been involved in sort of a just kind of a superficial conversation with the person I'd been talking to, and I hadn't noticed them. But once my attention was on the dolphins and I opened myself up and made space to pay attention to what the dolphins were doing, this one dolphin jumped way out of the water, and I felt that it was such a deep connection, that it was my opening the space and my attention on the dolphins that the dolphins actually felt, that it was acknowledging me. So to me, this is another example of how when we open up our space to have a deeper experiences of co-creation, that spirit actually acknowledges us. We live in the sea of ether, which again is the energy around the third eye. We're out of the causal plane, as we've talked about with the other chakras. So when we open up our energies to enter that field of ether, which is the field of co-creation, then spirit comes rushing in to co-create with us, to give back to us, but to give back to us beautiful experiences as we open up to that pure high frequency space. And that's what we are anchoring in on the planet right now, this tone of co-creation, this wave of co-creation. It's an energy that comes in. And it's kind of interesting that David Wilcox, talks about this, what this information, this creation energy as a wave also. And he talks about how there have been these experiments done by scientists where they take a laser. They actually did this a number of times with different animals, but one example is they had a frog, and the frog had these eggs that it hatched, these frog eggs, and they took a laser, and they took some eggs from a lizard, and they shot this laser beam through these lizards, through this lizard, and then they had the wave, or the frequency wave, or the DNA information of this lizard, and then they took that beam, that wave, and they shot it through the frog eggs, and when the eggs hatched, they were all lizards, even though the frog had hatched the eggs. And what he was saying is that what creates things, brings things into form, is a wave of energy. That DNA is really an energetic wave. So when we talk about the next wave of creation, the ninth wave, and we talk about DNA and evolution and being co-creators, this is what we're really saying, that there is, when you're in the frequency wave of co-creation and you're holding a specific form or a specific energy, you're going to bring that into being around you, and that is what is actually co-creating and bringing in a higher level of evolution on the planet. They talked about how it would happen instantly. It was completely away from the Darwinian theory of it takes, you know, thousands of years for things to change slightly. He had all kinds of examples about how things can change instantly when they're given different wave information. And this is the point we're at right now in creation, with this ninth wave coming in, with this Pisces energy. We're at the point of bringing in a new frequency wave of evolution, and that's what we're anchoring in, that tone, and that's what we're doing when we keep our intention at our third eye, and when we do our mantras and our chants, and when we join together as a group to bring this in. We're in an active preparation for the next phase of this operation, so to speak. This next phase of existence where multiple timelines and multiple outcomes and destinations are possible. We're not going to experience everything in the same way or to the same extent, because each person is unique and each script for everybody's life is unique. But that's what makes everything so wonderful, that we can totally experience our uniqueness at this higher frequency. And like a mandala, we're going to repattern, reposition, recreate a world that has many unique qualities, just as our world does today, but they're of a higher frequency. That's what we're really talking about. We're talking about the coalescence of timelines, each unique timeline that holds this higher frequency wave signature or higher evolutionary frequency coming together to create an entirely different world. And this world we're creating really comes from our remembering our divine essence, like we're remembering the future, as I said, back to the future. And that is our reconnection with Source, our reconnection with the purity, the frequency of spirit, the mind of God, the God qualities. So a world with compassion, a world with heart, a world with streams of bliss, and all that's being, and that being accepted rather than rejected. So we're moving more into acceptance rather than rejection, and the falling apart of institutions that hold things in a certain way and don't allow for change. Because this, we're moving into a very fluid time. We're moving into this very fluid Piscean time, and we're releasing these institutions whose only job is to perpetuate themselves and stay the same. So things definitely are not staying the same. The world is going to have to adapt to new models of thinking, as we're seeing all over the world, that this activation is happening, and it's rising up the energies, the frequencies that are coming through the central core of the Milky Way galaxy and connecting with Mother Earth are it's almost as if they're rising up from the Earth into each person in their own unique way, and each, and the uprisings on the planet. It's a rising up, an uprising, a rising up, a rising of the Kundalini, an activation. So it's a very exciting time, but know that this is your own, also your own unique experience, which sharing that with others also will help them accept their experience also. So maybe you have a friend that you know, needs you to listen to them, or, you know, you can think about how to be a supportive person during this time of the uprising. The uprising into this new frequency, into this new tone, into these new kinds of behaviors that will support the mind of God, that will support all nine dimensions and not just cut us off at the lower frequencies. So let's just go ahead and breathe into, bring our breath up, pull the root. If you can, sit in a cross-legged position so that we can chant the Rama Dasa, opening up each chakra all the way up to the third eye, up to the crown chakra, to the galactic center, and back down to Mother Earth. So we get a complete connection, a complete circle of the Kundalini rising from the Earth, connecting with the solar center of the galaxy and coming back down. The rise and fall, the wave, so that this wave of consciousness, this tone of consciousness, rises and falls in a rhythm that has a heart. So we're connecting with the heart of the mother and a rhythm that has a heart, not a rhythm that's heartless. So you're just going to pull the root, lift up on the diaphragm, focus at the third eye, and chant the beautiful Ramadasa mantra. Move, even if you've chanted this millions of times before, move deeper and deeper into it, connecting with the current five planets in Pisces, the current depth of the ocean at this time. Inhale. Bring your breath back. Focus at the third eye. Set your tone, your vibration, your identity, your connection with infinity. And let it go. Let it go. Just merge. Merge back with all you are, with the earth and with the heavens. Your heart open wide. Beautiful. Thank you. That was totally beautiful. Good. So you can inhale, and you can take a couple breaths, and if anybody wants to come back and share anything, you can. Yeah, definitely sort of a time of relief, a time of release, and a time of moving forward. Does anybody else want to share anything? They'd like to talk about? How was that for you, Sharon?
Yes, that it felt really nice to connect with everyone again, and yes, it felt very, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm feeling very connected to everyone right now. I'm feeling connected to Hawaii and all the different places where everybody is. Beautiful, thank you. Third eye feels expanded after meditating with everybody. I feel like it's kind of a subtle way, that ninth body, the subtlety, the subtle body, feels nourished, I think would be a good way to put it. Would anybody else like to share anything?
Well, it got rid of my headache for me.
Oh, it got rid of your headache.
I kind of had a little, I guess, pressure in the back of my head off and on all day, so I felt it released, and that feels good.
Wow. Nice. Good. Anybody else like to share anything? Okay, well, I'm totally feeling a sense of connectedness and just flow, so we'll just keep being with that wave, and we'll talk next week. It's actually March 1st already. Hard to believe, right? Okay, so have a great rest of the week. Breathe into your Pisces wave energy, that higher tone. And when you meditate, well, just think of us. We'll all be together. Okay, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha.
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 Aloha. I wanted to say hello to the group, and during the meditation that you were all with me, we went to the water to camp.
Wonderful.
I felt being with you. Yeah, I was really feeling the waters of Hawaii. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that in. I'm glad that you got to have a little moment of it.
Good. Excellent.
Okay, we'll keep that feeling with us, and you have fun swimming, and think about us when you're swimming.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you.
Bye.
Sanam.
Bye.
Sanam.